Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Everyone, welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. I am your host, and I can't wait to talk about what we will be discussing today. But first off, I want to start off with, I had such a great morning. I woke up so early, which I never do. I woke up at 6 a.m. Well, technically 5:30. I did like a yoga meditation class with a great friend slash, you know, close family friend. And, it was amazing. It like woke me up. And if you know me and if we've ever traveled together or like if I've ever slept over your house, you know I'm not a morning person. I'm a moody motherfucker, but if we're traveling, I will be up. I'm just going to be a little moody for a little bit. And I mean, my whole family knows like, when I wake up, just don't talk to me. Let me have my coffee and let me kind of, you know, wake up before because I will snap and it's not good. So, today I'm having coffee. Oh my God, let me plug a new coffee place. I mean, not a coffee, a creamer. It is called Planet Oat. And I'm vegan, so they have oat milk, but it's creamer. And I'm currently drinking the coffee cake one, the flavor, and it's so good. I love it. I usually use Silk almond milk creamer, which I still do. But oat milk always, to me, tasted way better than almond milk. If you want more of that creamy taste, then, you know, oat milk is where to go. I do have it with my coffee, and then I have normal oat milk, not the creamer, but, like, normal oat milk with my cereal. If I have cereal, I, like, never drink cereal, but, I mean, eat cereal. But when I do, I will have oat milk. All right, so it's a little early. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm just very energized now. So I'm like, let me talk about, you know, the topic we're talking about today, doing the podcast, so I could get out to you guys quick. But yes, today what we are talking about is, now I'm very excited about this topic. It might be the same, I don't know, not really. It might be similar to releasing toxins, but it's not. It's like a different, it's a different thought. It's the topic today, as you see in what this is called, is don't settle for less. I love it. Now, I tell everyone this all the time, especially myself. I have to tell myself this a lot, and that's normal. So, you know, what is not settling for less? Everyone thinks it's just relationships, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. Honestly, like, guys, like, wake up early. Like, it feels great right now. I'm going to crash in a second, but my God, it's, like, great that I'm, like, so energized right now. Okay, so don't settle for less. Beautiful, amazing. But also be grateful in the moment. That's something that I do want to put out there. We need to be grateful in the moment. Even if the situation isn't great or a situation that we do not want to be in, you still need to start somewhere. Mercari. We need to speak about it. Mercari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Mercari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Mercari. I buy on Mercari and I sell on Mercari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Mercari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Mercari. Again, $30 to spend on Mercari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. Not settling for less. What does that mean? Don't let yourself take someone's worth less. Oh my God, I messed up. You know what? I can't. This is why, like, I need my sleep. Okay? This is, what does the new girl say in the White House? Let's circle back. Okay? Let's circle back. Okay, so the meaning of not settling for less, it's don't let yourself take something worth less than something else or yourself. So today we're going to be talking about ourselves. We're not really going to be talking about like material things or stuff like that, but that's what I got from, you know, what it means. So now, settling for less, okay? Don't settle for less when you deserve the best. Isn't that great? I love that. So now everyone always thinks it's, you know, a relationship. Now, it is a big part. That's usually what people always settle less for, is a relationship, getting married, engaged, a boyfriend or girlfriend, having a kid. A lot of people just settle because they don't want to be that statistic in this I need coffee. They don't want to be a statistic. And what I always tell people is, do not worry about what other people are doing. You are on your own path in this life. And there's no rule book. There's no rule book. And I'm going to use relationship as an example because that's a major one. You know, if you don't have kids by 30 and if you're not married by 26, that's it. Like, good luck. And that's not really the case. Now, I'm one of those people that freak out. I always say, I'm like, I have to have a kid like at 30 or like 31, 32, because I can't, and that's my own issue for me. I'm just like, I can't be old and like have a child, and that's just me. That's just how I can't do it. If I can't do it now, how am I going to do it when I'm an old man and I have a 3-year-old and I'm like 65? I cannot do that. I would never be able to do that. So that's just my own thing. But you know, everyone's so worried about, you know, being married at this time, being engaged. And, you know, it is a crazy thing because you see people getting engaged, married, and you're not even in a relationship. It gets very stressful for people, especially women, because women feel like they have to be at a certain level as other women. And, you know, it's very rough for women. Because men, they don't really give a shit about that. Like, they're very, like, don't care until maybe they're a little older. But for women, there's so much pressure on them. There's so much, like, you know, you gotta be pregnant by this time. And it's really a horrible situation. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12, It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goalie Gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life, so today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Some other examples about not settling for less is in a job. So now in a job, just like our next, my next thing that I'm going to talk about. Now in a job, listen, if you need money, like, you know, there's no time to worry about, am I settling for less? Like, if you need that money, you got to do what you got to do, and that's it. But if you're in a job and it's very toxic, you're not being, you know, respected, that is a period of time where you need to focus on, you should not be settling for less. If you could get another job at another place, same amount of money, and you will be treated better, why the hell are you still at that workplace? And workplace is a huge factor in happiness. You are at work more than you are at home with your family. That is something, and it's very important to be in a happy environment. So if you're not, that's definitely something you need to focus on and, you know, kind of decide. Now, again, like I said, listen, a job is a job. Get your paycheck and leave. But if it's a bad situation, I definitely suggest switching it up and doing something else. You know, and listen, jobs come and go, and happiness is a must. So, you know. Oh, my way, talking about happiness, I hope everyone liked my last episode. And if you haven't listened to it, I definitely suggest listening to it. It's called Inner Happiness with Maria Spada. I had a family friend who's a therapist. She came onto the show. It was amazing. I got a lot of people, like, they loved it. So yeah, we talk about inner happiness, and then we also talk about finding a therapist and, like, how to start the process, because I feel like that's a very, like, no one tells you, like, oh, if you need a therapist, like, this is what you have to do. No one tells you that. So I definitely thought that was a great, like, topic to discuss, was finding a therapist. Okay, next, we have living situations. So, like the first one with jobs, if it's the cheapest one, like, if you're paying, you know, the less amount of money for rent or something like that, it's very hard, you know, to get out of this situation. But if you are in a living situation that you do not like, if you are living with roommates that are just absolutely horrible, one for me, a biggest pet peeve was always cleanliness. If you are not clean and if you do not take care of your space, that is such a red flag for me. I can't handle that. Like, I will leave. Like, even if I travel with someone and I feel like they are messy, I can't handle that mentally, because I have, I don't even know what it's called. Like, I don't know, mental issue, where I see everything as dirty and I see everything as not clean. So for me, that's a major, major thing. I will literally sit in my house and clean all day. And once I'm done cleaning, I will look at it and say, oh my God, it's dirty again. So that's just my own thing. Everyone has their own, you know, bullshit that they have. But yeah, but with living situations comes toxic living situations. So toxic meaning you just are not getting along with the person that you're rooming with, or the person that you are renting with, get out of that situation because it's probably not going to get any better. And like I said, like, happiness is key. Happiness is key. And you will be destroyed if you don't get that. So yeah. Okay, the next one is really great. It's relationships. Now, relationships, this one's very easy to kind of change, just like a relationship. Now, friendships, I mean, what is the meaning of friendship? Someone that will be there for you, someone you could laugh with, someone to go through life with. Now, if this person is toxic, flee the scene because they most likely do not want anything good for you. And for me, with friendships, and I keep referring to myself because I'm just, this is a major, major topic, especially for me and for everybody. Everyone has like something that they're settling less for. Now, with friendships, for myself, I want someone that I could laugh with, that I could cry with, and someone that is happy for me. Now, how could you be in a friendship if that person does not like you? Like, that's not a friendship. That's just an acquaintance. And people need to really, really look into that. I mean, like, if you're telling them some good news and they're not happy about it, you need to reevaluate your friendship because that's not really a friendship. So definitely find people that are in your group that are on your team. You really need a team, and that's friendship. Friendship is a team. Someone that's got your back and, you know, you can laugh with, cry with, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then lastly, we have relationships. And I left this one for last because it's one that's so big for people. And I mean, we kind of discussed it, but if you are not in a good relationship and it's toxic, what are you doing? Like, you only have so much time until things get further and you just start doubting yourself. Like, it's so crucial to really, really focus and say, am I good in this situation? Is this relationship toxic? And should I settle in this relationship? Because it is huge. You might be with this person forever if you don't end it now. And you will live a toxic life. And you will live a life of settling down for less, when you could have someone so much better. And here, I read this thing with Medium.com. It's when you spend all of your time settling for less than you want, you start believing that it's all you deserve. And that is such a huge key. If you keep living in this situation and settling down for less, you will think that's all you deserve. And it's not the truth. It's fake news. And you will be destroyed from it at the end. So that is a crucial thing with relationships. Really focus on it. Really know who you are being with, who you are going to be with. And, you know, if it's not a good situation, get out before you get engaged, married, have a kid, living together. I mean, oh, it could just go down such a horrible path for you. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. So at the end of the day, do not settle for anything less than what you deserve in life. That's what I'm trying to get through your heads in this episode. Now, I have a great quote of the week for this, and I just have to get it. I love when I'm prepared. So the quote of the week is, at some point in your life, you're going to have to start demanding what you deserve. and be willing to walk away if what you require can't be provided. And that is from R.H. Sin. That is a beautiful quote, and it's so true. And that's definitely something that everyone is going to have to realize on their own. I mean, you know, we could say this all day to people. And especially people, if you know, that are living in this situation, they're not going to listen to you unless they realize themselves. Unfortunately, it's that kind of thing where they will not listen to anybody until they realize themselves that they need to change and they should not be settling for less. So thank you so much for tuning in on this brand new episode of Social Blend. Please follow us on all of our social medias, and it's going to be in the description below with all the social medias. Also, any of the advertisements, I know it's the Macari and Goalie gummies, the links are all below in the description. All you gotta do is click the links and it brings you right up to the website. But yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you all next week. Bye.